Africa, again, is on the brink of famine. The World Food Program says 38 million people in 22 countries face starvation in the coming months if they don't get immediate assistance. One of the hardest-hit countries is Malawi. More than 3 million people, a third of its population, are at risk. And the situation has been made worse by AIDS. Maine Public Radio's Matthew Algio was recently in the small southern African country and filed this report.
Aid workers prefer to call it a food crisis, not a famine. But by any name, the situation in Malawi is critical. In some villages, people have been reduced to eating mice, grass, even dirt. Eric Rice is from a small village in the center of the country. He and his family live in a tiny hut with a dirt floor, no plumbing, no electricity, and no food. Rice says a drought wiped out his crops and left his family desperate.
We are feeling hunger too much. That is which is troubling us very much.
The World Food Program and organizations such as CARE have launched a massive relief operation in Malawi. Their goal, keep a third of the nation's 10 million people fed until the next harvest in March. CARE recently set up a makeshift food distribution center in a village called Mtima in central Malawi. Huge bags of maize and beans are piled high on Mtima's soccer field, a small patch of bare earth with goals fashioned from broken tree limbs. The heat is oppressive, almost incapacitating, but hundreds of people sit patiently along the edge of the field waiting for food. These are the poorest of Malawi's poor. They have no shoes. Their clothing has been handed down from the West. One old man wears a tattered New Kids on the Block t-shirt. And their stomachs ache with hunger. James Joseph says he walked several miles to get to Mtima. Speaking the native language Chichewa, Joseph says he and his family usually go to bed hungry. Without help, he says, they might die. The relief effort in Malawi is massive and arduous. The country is landlocked and isolated, and its roads are poor. Most are unpaved and badly rutted, making it difficult for large trucks to deliver food to remote villages, especially when it rains. The rainy season has just begun in Malawi. Long, heavy downpours are turning dirt roads into impassable quagmires. Richard Lee is a spokesperson for the World Food Program.
The rainy season in this part of southern Africa makes lots of remote areas inaccessible. And we were hoping to pre-position hundreds of thousands of tons of food to make that easier, and we haven't been able to do that.
The food crisis in Malawi is partly the result of nature. Erratic rainfall and widespread flooding over the past year have led to bad harvests and skyrocketing food prices. But it's not just the weather that's to blame.
I don't believe that the food crisis in Malawi was caused by climatic conditions, but it was man-made. I look at it as a man-made crisis.
Martin Naminga is the editor of The Chronicle, an independent newspaper in Lilongwe, Malawi's capital. Naminga says the Malawi government is largely responsible for the food crisis. He says corrupt government officials sold the country's grain reserves earlier this year and pocketed the profits.
I mean, there is evidence to that effect because the Committee on Agriculture, the Parliamentary Committee on Agriculture, has been investigating that, and the Anti-Corruption Bureau has been investigating that, and the reports that have been issued by these two organizations point to the fact that there was corruption.
Malawi's president, Bakili Maluzi, has admitted that the sale of the grain reserves raises questions, and he's promised to hold those responsible fully accountable. Malawi's government is also being blamed for underestimating the scale of the food crisis. Andrina Mchila of the Malawi Ministry of Agriculture concedes that the government failed to anticipate just how many people would need help.
We, as a government, were a bit misled with our own calculations. And with that miscalculation, we had that false figure, which led to us waking up one day to find that there wasn't enough food in the country.
Compounding the food crisis is AIDS. About 20% of Malawians are HIV positive. Most affected are young adults, typically the most productive members of society. Alanafe Kasai is with MANASO, the Malawi Network of AIDS Service Organizations. He says AIDS has put an added strain on emergency food relief efforts, since people who are HIV positive have higher nutritional needs. Kasaya says AIDS has also made it harder for Malawians to work the fields.
What we are seeing is that some of the fields are lying idle, or some have not been adequately, cultivated, because people have to take care of, other people who are ill. So at the end of the day, it's, I think, increasing the hunger problem that we are already facing because of the famine.
Also compounding the food crisis is the fact that many Malawians simply can't afford to buy food, even when it's available. Malawi is one of the poorest countries on earth. According to a 1998 census, two-thirds of Malawians live on 41 cents a day or less. One-third live on 25 cents a day. At the food distribution center in Mtima, aid workers carefully measure the food before distributing it. Every eligible household receives a 100-pound bag of maize, 10 pounds of pinto beans, and 10 pounds of lukuni pala, a powder used to make porridge. That's supposed to be enough to feed a family of seven for a month, though some recipients, like Gridzuk Merezin, say it's not.
We need some more. Yeah, we need some more.
After all the food is distributed and Mtima's soccer field is cleared, the village's children quickly converge on it, but not to play. On their hands and knees, they methodically scour the ground for pinto beans and kernels of maize that have been spilled. In Malawi, even a handful of food is too much to be wasted. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Algio in Lilongwe, Malawi.